Now joining the Winona Sports Network, head coach for Winona State men's basketball, Todd Eisner, fresh off a 1-1 weekend. They beat Duluth last Wednesday night. They fall short against Mankato on Saturday. Why don't we start with the win on Wednesday? Another tough battle against Duluth, but it felt like you were in control for the most part. Is that a good assessment of that game, Coach?
You know, I thought we played okay. You know, at this time of the year, it's just trying to figure out a way to be 1 point better than the team you're playing. There's so many teams positioning for, you know, where the postseason's going to fall, and we had to certainly start the week off by protecting our home court, and thankfully we got that done.
We've talked a lot about Connor Drew this season, and the word that you sort of used to describe him back when I first asked a question about him was consistent. Now, do you think, even as good as he's been through his first 4 years, do you think he's taken that leap this season?
Well, he had a really good game Wednesday, and he scored and was productive scoring in ways that typically aren't his forte, which he did a good job of posting up. He did a good job of finishing. I think he was either 9 of 10 on two-point shots or 10 of 11 or something like that. And, you know, that's been something we've wanted to see more from him, but not so much that we want him shooting more of them, but we just need him more consistent. I mean, when you're a starting five-man, ability to make shots from 5 feet in is important for every team, and that's something that you know, Connor's been more comfortable playing out at the arc and knocking down shots. So for him to do that on that night, knowing how physical Duluth was going to play against us, was really, really important and was obviously a huge key to the game.
You look ahead to Saturday now, or look back on Saturday. You struggled against Mankato this second time around. What was the difference between this game against Mankato where you lose versus the one where you won back in McCown earlier this season?
I mean, I think we ran into a team that was angry and desperate, and I tried to explain to our guys that that was coming, and we didn't handle it at all. I mean, we were back on our heels. They were the aggressors on both ends of the floor. They got us to be really tentative on the offensive end. So we took bad shots. We turned the ball over and didn't guard anybody. So you do those two things on those ends of the floors, and you're probably going to be down 17-1 in the first 6 minutes like we were on Saturday.
Jair Jones played in both games. He didn't start in the Duluth game, but he did start in the Mankato game. How is he feeling, and what's his status moving forward? Did you think that you sort of push the needle a bit playing him last week?
We don't have a choice. I mean, it's not going to get better. It's pain tolerance for him, and you know, I feel bad for him because he wants to be out there so bad. I don't think he's anywhere close to being 100%, and so, you know, it puts us in a tough spot because we need the bodies and we need his abilities. It's just really hard for him to move consistently, certainly for very long periods of time, and so you know, we're just gonna have to figure out a way to manage it through the rest of the year. He's got his MRI results back on Friday and visited with the doctor this morning, and you know, there's an issue there with the knee that isn't going to go away doing what we're doing, which is playing, and it would go away if he sat the rest of the year. So that's the predicament we're in, and that's how we're going to go ahead moving forward.
Is there anything that you can do to sort of make his life easier? I mean, with an injury like this, I don't assume there is anything, but just in terms of on-court play, like, can he be more of a distributor? Is there anything that you sort of are getting or trying to get creative with to still make him as productive as he once was before this injury?
Yeah, I mean, I wish that would be part of his mentality. He's just not that type of player. He's not a table setter. I mean, he's done a good job of, you know, from an assist standpoint for most of the year. But overall, I mean, he's an aggressive, attacking type player. And to have him just be a table setter where he's just getting us into our offense and then just kind of stands off to the side, you know, I can probably find somebody else to do that and not jeopardize, you know, the injury. So, you know, we've tried to, it really hasn't helped us much. Like I said, since the Minot game, it wrecked a couple of our guys physically, and he's one of them. And at the end of the day, you know, we've tried to limit his reps and really not have him practice much at all since, you know, January 5th. And it's hurt him and it's hurt us because, you know, no matter how good you are, if you're not practicing consistently and staying sharp, it's hard to come out in the games in this league in particular and play the way you're capable of playing. So it's just something everybody deals with it, and nobody feels sorry for anyone else that has other injuries, and it's just we don't have the depth to kind of make up for it, and that's just the way it is.
Speaking with head coach for Winona State men's basketball, you get this 1-1 week, and now you look ahead to another schedule where you got the Wednesday night game and then the Saturday game. Wednesday night, it's Augustana, another team that I believe you beat earlier on in the year pretty handedly when you went on the road. What's the focus this second time around where you don't have as healthy of a team as you did the first time?
Yeah, you know, in watching the first game, you know, we made some shots in that game that I wouldn't consider to be good shots. And so it was a little bit clouded that way. And more importantly, with Coach Schilling being there in his first year, it took them a while to get comfortable, I think, mm-hmm. with each other. And so they started out 0-5 in the league, if I'm not mistaken. And then they won 6 in a row. And then they've lost 4 of 5, but that's a loss to Minot. And I'm trying to think who else. I mean, they've played some pretty good teams and played them close, and then went to Southwest Minnesota State, who's in first place, and beat them last week. Mm. So they're playing at a much higher level. They're a team that, you know, we ran into it Saturday. We run into it with Augie. They're big on the wings, and you know, they go 6'5", 6'6", on the wings, and we just have not handled that well. We're not big on the wings, and we don't like people taking up our space. And I think they're going to, you know, be in a position to cause us some problems if we're not playing at a high level at both ends of the floor.
What exactly do you notice that they're doing differently from that first time? You talk about how they'd had that turnaround of the season, but what's one thing you're focusing on against Augustana for Wednesday night that they aren't doing or weren't doing, I should say, that first time around?
Yeah, I just think it's a comfortability. I mean, they've got a freshman at point guard. They brought in a transfer who's their leading scorer from South Dakota State who didn't play much. You know, it's very similar to Luke. I mean, at the end of the day, if you're at a Division I school but you're not playing, there's just game reps that you're not used to that are different than practice. And Tanner Teslov's playing really well. He's averaging 16 a game. He shoots it at a high level. So, you know, you're going to get freshmen, and they're starting a freshman from lacrosse at the five. He's not a five man, but that's where they're playing them. And so they're starting 2 freshmen and a transfer, in their starting five. And I think it just took them a while to kind of get comfortable. And like I said, they had a 6-game winning streak and then lost to Minot in a close game, lost to Moorhead in overtime at Moorhead, and then turned around and beat, Southwest at Southwest last week. So, they're just playing at a much higher level. They're more comfortable. They're more confident, and we're going to have to be ready.
You look ahead to Saturday. I'm sure you're still focused on Wednesday night, of course, but a big one coming up Saturday with first place Southwest. You already mentioned him. Didn't go well the first time around. Do you think you're in a better position, regardless of the injuries, to face them again this time on the road?
They've been a tough team for us to play the last couple of years. I don't even remember the last time we beat them, to be real honest with you. They grinded out. They're the best defensive team in the league. We've really struggled to score against them, and then with that, they've got enough pieces where they've taken advantage of the things that they want to do on the offensive end. So, our 3 road games remaining, Jake, are all against teams that have beat us at home. So our road schedule is not set up to be very kind here at the end if we don't play better. And yet we've got a really much improved Augie team here Wednesday, and have Minot State coming here yet. So we've got our hands full starting Wednesday, but there won't be a moment to breathe here the rest of the year. And they're all super, super important because, we can go anywhere from probably in the top 4 to, going in a position where we're going to play on the road the first game of the tournament. So we've got to take advantage of the home games and do our job here starting Wednesday.
Is there any discussion that you have when it comes to that end of the season? I mean, you talk about how important these games are, but do you mention the fact that they are this important, and do you talk about the standings with your team, or is it, obviously know everyone's looking at it, but you don't really sort of say it?
Yeah, there's been such a huge, kind of ebb and flow of the standings over the last couple of weeks. You know, I think it's 9 or 10 teams. I guess 9 teams that are 500 or better. And, so we're, I think, a game out of third place, but we're also 2 games out of playing on the road in the first round. So, 1 week in a good way or 1 week in a bad way can really flip where you are in the standings. So the guys know every single one of these are really, really important. And so we don't spend a ton of time talking specifics about it, but we've got to know, you know, that any hiccup in either way, especially at home, is probably going to put us behind the eight ball, you know, here towards the end of the year, unless we're able to steal one on the road.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday night, it's Augustana coming to McCown at 5:30 for the Warrior Men. That's head coach for the Warrior Men, Todd Eisner. Appreciate the time. As always, they're, of course, back on Saturday on the road at Southwest. Appreciate the time, coach. Good luck this week, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Jake. Appreciate